Nolan, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tony. Thanks for calling.
I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you once again. Just out of curiosity, does the Detroit News lean conservative or liberal when it comes to its editorials?
Well, we're a conservative editorial page. Have been throughout our existence.
Why is that?
That's how we were founded. That's our tradition, our history, and in this market, it's a two-newspaper market. Readers have a choice. They have a conservative editorial page and a liberal editorial page, and it works quite well.
Well, on a column dated September 23rd, the headline read, "Stimulus Didn't Save the Nation from Depression." And it's one of the few times I've seen the D word attached to the economic challenges that we've had for the last several years.
Well, the reason I wrote that is because, in my view, we spent $800 billion on a stimulus package that didn't produce results. And it was promised as a massive Keynesian spending program that would keep unemployment below 8%, or return unemployment below 8%. It didn't do that. Unemployment climbed to 10%, and it's pretty much hovered in that area. In Michigan, it went to 15%. We've dropped back to 13-something, but it's still a huge unemployment problem that wasn't dented by the stimulus. After it became clear that the stimulus program wasn't going to create jobs, Barack Obama started defending this spending by saying it kept the country from falling into depression. Well, if the recession ended in 2009, June of 2009, as the economists now say it did, then that's not a true statement either, that the spending didn't keep the country from falling into depression. We weren't headed into depression. We were in a recovery, and so we really got nothing out of this $800 billion but a big, massive debt.
And to piggyback on that thought of yours, Nolan, the first line in your column reads, "Wait a minute, economists are now saying that the Great Recession ended in June of 2009 when the economy began growing again." And I felt, I wondered, is this a slap in the face of the nation's intelligence? I mean, there's only so much information that you can distort.
No, I mean, I don't think it's that, because you're sitting there in June 2009, and I think no one knew we were climbing out of a recession at that time. The nation was demanding some sort of action on the recession, and some sort of counter-cyclical spending probably was necessary. We just spent this in the wrong way. Had we done the sort of standard practice income tax rate cuts, we would have probably been booming right now. The economy was in horrible recession. The economy wanted to come out of that recession, and I believe that many of the things the government's done over the last 2 years made the situation worse.
Well, in parts of your column, and I quote, "The stimulus had no effect at all." You quote a Detroit Mercy economics professor. He says that, or you write, it had no effect on employment, the measure everyday Americans use to determine when the recession is ended. And then he is quoted as saying, "As long as the government creates this high level of uncertainty about the future, employment will not rebound."
Correct, and I think that's what has happened with this massive explosion of government, the prolonged debate over Obamacare, as well as other measures that were always there in the background, including carbon cap and trade, the card check bill, a number of other bills that were on the government on this administration's agenda that scared business, and it's still got business scared. It's scared investors. We know there's something in the order of $4 trillion sitting there in the private marketplace ready to be invested if there was any sort of confidence at all in the marketplace. It's a very similar situation to the 30s, where the constant turmoil of policy from Washington kept the private sector from doing what it could to bring the economy back.
Nolan Finley is the editorial page editor for the Detroit News. You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. As I was researching your column, and just if you Google the stimulus and the effects that it had, there is so much information out there, Nolan, to support what you were saying. And I think it's pretty much common knowledge by the public now that the stimulus package didn't work. It was more a makeover, if you will. It did put some people back to work. It did get some money going, but it wasn't a long-term fix. We've had a state representative here on the program a few times, and he likens the stimulus to many of the bills that we seem to pass here not deal with here in the state of Michigan. We're kicking the can down the road, or we find these temporary fixes, yet we still never address the long-term fix for the challenges that we have.
Well, and what you have to look at with this stimulus bill, we've done stimulus packages in the past. You spend a whole lot of money, hopefully get the economy moving again, and as the economy grows, you pay off the debt. But what the difference in this time is that what we created here is a long-term structural deficit. This wasn't just one-time spending, and then it's gone. Barack Obama has locked us into a $1 trillion deficit for the next 10 years. That's an amazing amount of debt we're piling up for our children and grandchildren to pay. Meanwhile, we're doing nothing to deal with the looming Social Security collapse or the Medicare collapse. And it's something nobody can talk about again in this election cycle.
And you close the column out by saying, what Obama did, spend $800 billion in a single-minded pursuit of his far-left agenda, has produced nothing but a might-angry electorate. So there's going to be a lot of change, and a lot of Democrats are in trouble come November 7th.
And rightfully so. You had a lot of moderate Democrats who knew better than this, but they towed the party line, and now they're going to pay a price. And so a lot of good lawmakers are going to be gone, as well as some who needed to be gone. But, the voters are mad. They've been mad. Now this is their third election cycle where they've been angry at incumbents, and they never seem to get the message in Washington that you can't act against the will of the people.
And, Nolan, before we let you go, how's Detroit doing? Is Mayor Bing making an impact? I know he had those fires that he had to deal with, and it appears that that the city of Detroit maybe wasn't ready for such an emergency on that level. But how's Detroit doing in your estimate? How are the schools doing? Are we seeing improvement?
Some. I mean, it's slow. Both Mayor Bing and Robert Bob are trying. They're working against tremendous forces against reform at both the city level and the school level. Both are trying. Both are doing making Herculean efforts to get this thing turned around. Detroit's in a world of hurt still. There's not enough money to do things the way we have been doing, and there's a tremendous resistance to changing the way we do things. So they have challenges, but we're all hopeful. We've all got our fingers crossed here.
Nolan Finley is the editorial page editor for the Detroit News. You can find his work as well as all the stories from the Detroit News at detnews.com. Nolan, once again, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Tony.